أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را، تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن، وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت 11 كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا، إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق، إن ربك عليم حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. We know this is the chapter related to Surah Yusuf. This is that one surah in the entire Quran Kareem where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has discussed with sequence, and in no other Jews of the Quran, no other portion of the Quran has Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discussed Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has discussed it here completely, his whole waqiyah has been mentioned. No other portion of the Quran has Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discussed Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. This surah, there are 111 ayat in the surah. Maximum part of it was revealed in Makkah and few ayat karima were revealed in Medina. Regarding Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion the Sahaba Ikram asked Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man akramun nasi ya Rasulallah? O Nabi of Allah, who is the most honored? Who is the most fortunate? Who is the most lucky person? The hadith is very long, I'll mention one portion of the hadith. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Yusuf Nabiullah, Ibn Nabiullah, Ibn Nabiullah, Ibn Khalilullah, or kama qala alayhi salatu wa taslim. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is the most honored person. He is a Nabi of Allah. His father is a Nabi of Allah. His father's father is a Nabi of Allah. And his great grandfather is a Nabi of Allah and a friend of Allah. That was Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was a Nabi of Allah. His father was Yaqub alayhi salam, who was a Nabi of Allah. Whose father was Ishaq alayhi salam, who was a Nabi of Allah. And whose father was Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was the father and a friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No other Nabi had this honor that for four generations there was Nabuwat. Today a man boasts that my son, my grandson, all doctors, professors, lawyers, architects, engineers, for four nasrs and for four generations, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed him with Nabuwat. Allahu Akbar. And just as this was an honor for Yusuf alayhi salam, it was an honor for Ibrahim alayhi salam. That is why on one occasion, one person came to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya khair al-bariyya, oh the best of creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Daka Ibrahim, that's Ibrahim, that's not me. Ulama ikram explained, this was tawazu on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the best of creation, there's no question about it. But the fact that he was a Nabi, and this, the reason that Allah Pak had blessed him was this, that when he made hijrat, on the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when his father did not accept his message, قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِي حَفِيًّا. Oh my father, I'm leaving. He made hijrat, he left his place, his watan, his wife and children, for the upliftment of the deen of Allah, to protect the kalima la ilaha illallah. When he left, his wife was barren, she could not bear children. He had no children, and he left alone with his wife. When he left on the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then because his separation was because of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah blessed him in such a way that he was age 120, His wife was age 90 and he got the basharat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to bless you with a son. وَمِن وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبُ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him that this son is going to be a Nabi and after him another son is going to come and that son's name is going to be Yaqub and he's also going to be a Nabi and you're going to see that son also. You are worried of having a son, we are giving you the glad tidings, you will be a grandfather. So when he made that separation on the order of Allah, then Allah put Nabuwat in his generation. So this was Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, respected elders. And as we know from every Nabi, like there were 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam that came in this dunya, there was one Sahabi that matched the Nabi. Like Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, ulama ikram explained someone similar to him from the Sahaba ikram was Hazrat Abu Dhar Ghafari radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, from amongst this ummah, was Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah ta'ala had blessed him with such beauty that he was known as Yusuf of hadihi al-ummah, the Yusuf of this nation. And his waqiyah is ajib, is written in kitabs. He told Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bayatu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala ita'i zaka wa iqamati salah. That, oh Nabi of Allah, I put my hands in your hands. I make this agreement with you, O Nabi of Allah, that I will discharge my zakat, I will establish the orders of Allah, and I will always do good to the Muslims. So on one occasion, he went to purchase one donkey. So he asked the shopkeeper, how much you want for it? He says, 100 dirhams. So he says, no, it looks like you are majboor. You want to sell it, you got no option, so that is why you are selling it for 100. Raise the price. He says, 200. Hazrat Jarir says, no, you are majboor, you want to get rid of it, that is why you are selling it at a cheap price. He kept on forcing him till he reached 800 dirhams. He paid 800 dirhams. When he came out, people told him, you are insane, you are mad, you could get this for 400. He says, I told my Nabi, I will always be good to the Muslims. Allahu Akbar. I will always be good to the Muslims. I seen this Muslim brother in difficulties. I said, brother, let me give 800. I promised my Nabi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding to listen attentively, respected elders, and to benefit maximally. Say Ameen. Further, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins, Alif Lam Ra. These are known as the Huruf al-Muqatta'at. This was the discussion with Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one else knows, the meaning has not been revealed to the ummah. And friends, when a person meets his beloved, then after he comes out, then he feels tasalli. Bhai, kya baat hui? Bhai, poocho mat. That is between me and my beloved. Why you want to know? When a man meets his beloved, then he has a personal discussion. That is between them two. The fact that he spoke, that is enough for him. Likewise, this is one ta'alluq with Allah and Allah's beloved. That is why when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Miraj, then Allah discusses it. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى Allah sent wahi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he sent. What did he send? Allah doesn't mention. Ulama ikram explained the very same reason here. Why has it not been mentioned? This was between Allah and his beloved. They know best what they spoke. The Jibreel said, if I must move one step further, I will burn to ashes. Now Allah and Allah's Nabi have to speak. Although certain things have been mentioned that Allah Ta'ala discussed with Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Allah, like in one riwayat comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, جعلت إبراهيم خليلا وموسى كليما. Oh Allah, you made Ibrahim your friend. جعلت إبراهيم خليلا وموسى كليما. And oh Allah, تبارك وتعالى, you spoke with Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. وأحييت لعيسى الموتى. And you resurrected the deceased for Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام. فماذا جعلت لي? Allah, what have you kept for me? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala answered to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever my name will be taken, your name will be taken together. This is what I've kept for you. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Your iman is incomplete till you don't bring iman on the second portion of this kalima, that is on the finality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Throughout the dunya, 5 times a day, the adhan is being called out, the oneness of Allah Pak and the finality of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Your name will be taken. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. We have elevated your name. It will be taken on the minbars. It will be taken in the masajid. It will be taken in every place. This is what I've kept for you. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Tilka ayatul kitab al mubin. These are the verses of a very clear book in which there is no doubt. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. These are not the verses of any poet. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. These are not the verses of any fortune teller. تَنزِيل مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. This is direct revelation from Allah Pak. The words of Allah, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And then Jibreel Amin brings it. Allahu Akbar. So if he has to spread one wing, respected elders, it will cover the east. And it comes in the authentic riwayat, he has 600 such wings. Who is such a great angel that when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ordered him to destroy Qawm Lut, Ja'alna aliyaha safilaha, he took that whole nation, I read in one tafsir, what the buildings and the people and the factories and everything, he looked at it on the edge of his wing. And he took that basti so high that the noises made by the animals were heard by the malaika in the heavens. Ja'alna aliyaha safilaha. And then he toppled that whole basti upside down. And Ulama Ikram explained, why did Allah Ta'ala impose this punishment upon them? Allah could destroy them in any way. Their action was upside down. So Allah made the same azab, Allah toppled them upside down. The action was upside down. Because Allah Ta'ala has kept woman for insan. And through woman, Allah Ta'ala has kept that the nasal will continue in this dunya. They done the upside down and the opposite thing, that they relieved themselves through man. So likewise, the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala came. So it is the verses of Allah Pak. Every chapter Allah Ta'ala begins where Allah Ta'ala describes the Quran. Suratun anzalnaha, we have revealed it. We have made it compulsory. This is one andaz. If a man is occupied, if a teacher is teaching in his classroom and a note comes to him that he must come to the office now. But who's calling me? The principal is calling. But we are calling you. What rights you got? You are under us. When the child refuses, then the father emphasizes, I am calling you. So Allah is saying, I am revealing the Quran. I am making this for us. Who's got what to say? This is my order, this is my law. This is why every chapter, before Allah Ta'ala begins with the ahkam, Allah always mentions the sifat of the Quran, who it has been revealed from. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. We have revealed the Quran in the Arabic language, so that you can ponder and you can understand. The Jews came to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked him that what was the reason that the descendants of Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam immigrated from Syria to Egypt. And in the answer of these Jews, the Surah Yusuf was revealed. The whole waqia of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. O Nabi of Allah, we now begin relating to you. Allahu Akbar. We now are relating the best of stories, the best of incidents, the best of waqiyas. هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. In this Quran. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And prior to our revelation, who was Yusuf? Who was Adam? Who was Musa? Who was Isa? You knew nothing. This was the open proof that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a messenger of Allah. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْرُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unlettered. He could not read. There was no one coming and informing him. So how can he relate the incidents of those anbiya that came prior to him? Naturally, this was only coming through revelation. This is a sign that he is a Nabi of Allah. مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا. What is this waqi'ah? One verse, Allahu Akbar. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا. If we have to reveal one verse on the mountain, it will shatter into pieces. Allahu Akbar. What is this Quran, respected elders? Wallahi, if a man sits with a sincere heart, with a clean heart, then his heart has to melt. It is for us. Hazrat Tufair ibn Amr Dawsi radiyallahu anhu says, before I accepted Islam and I came to Makkah, people came to me and they told me, there's one magician here. And people are getting affected with his talks. So you better avoid inserting in his discourses and his gatherings. He said, they They drummed this into my mind to such an extent that before I went there, hatta hashawtu fi udhuni qutna, I went, I bought some cotton wool and I stuffed it in my ears, that even if I pass by, it still can't take effect. I'm explaining, if a man sits with a clear heart in front of the words of Nabiya Pak sallallahu, in front of the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, respected elders, it is for us, for him to melt, for his heart to melt. As he passes by, Allahu Akbar, this is Nabiya Pak. The words of Allah, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting his friends. That is why many a times ulama ikram, a man makes tamanna that, Ya Allah, you should have sent me in the dunya in the era of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fortunate enough if I had to be a sahabi at that time. But what were the chances, friends, if we had to be present at that time and we still don't bring iman on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like Abu Jahl? What would the consequences be at that time? If a man sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sees the Quran being revealed and then too he doesn't bring iman. He says, as I passed by, one ayat fell in my ears. Khatam, that was enough. I went back, I could not withstand it. It was unbearable. The effect that it took in my heart, the change that I found in my heart, I couldn't withstand it. I went to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in that very same majlis I brought iman. That is why one person used to read certain verses and used to blow on people. And then Allah used to give them cure. So someone told him, that why are you deceiving people like this? Your idea behind it is just to make money. How can a man be cured? He's got cancer and you read one ayat and blowing on his hand. How can words cure a person? So this person was intelligent. He spoke ill of this person on his face. He swore him left, right and center. And he seen this man's face turn in pale. So he told him, boy, but 5 minutes ago you said words don't effect. Five minutes ago you said words don't effect. If my words are effecting, then how can the words of Allah effect? If my words are effecting that I can see your face turning pale and red, then friends, there's something wrong with our heart if the words of Allah can't effect. If we are attending so many tafsir lessons and so many talks of ulama ikram, and still nothing is happening to my heart, then there's something wrong with my heart and not anything wrong with the kalam of Allah. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا. Oh my father, last night I seen a dream. I seen 11 stars, the sun and the moon all prostrating before me. I'm a small boy, I don't know what is this. I was astonished, I got up. What is this, my father? Ra'aytuhum li sajidin, all of them making sajda before me. Now Yaqub alayhi salam was a Nabi, he wasn't any ordinary person. Qala ya bunayya, la taqfus ru'yaka ala ikhwati. Relate not your vision to your brothers. Relate not your vision to your brothers. Fayakidu laka kayda. They will plan against you. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had 11 brothers, 10 were step brothers, and he had one blood brother whose name was Binyamin. Him and Yusuf alayhi salam was very attached. As we go on further in the waqia, we will understand how much love they had for one another. This was his blood brother. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu makes the tafsir. Yaqub alayhi salam understood already that this refers to the 11 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, his mother and his father. And his mother had already passed away. He seen the dream that his mother is prostrating, but his mother had already passed away. The reason for this was that after his mother's demise, his father got married to his aunt, his mother's sister. وَأَن تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Let me mention one point here. It is not permissible to get married to two sisters at one time. That is why, it is compulsory for one to make tarda from his sister-in-law. There are two things in Sharia. One is hurmat-e abadi. There are certain people that are haram on a man to get married to lifelong. For example, your aunt, your mother's sister. Under no circumstances can a person get married to his auntie. But his sister-in-law is such that he is not allowed to get married to her, but for the period that his wife is alive. So this hurmat is not forever. That is why he has to make parda from her. The day his wife passes away, it is jais for him to get married to his sister-in-law. And al-khalatu bi manzilati al-um. In Arabic, this is a famous, it's used as such, that the aunt plays the role of the mother. In other words, in the presence of the mother also, the aunt plays the role of the mother. So Yusuf alayhi salam had lost his mother. In the absence of his, when she plays the role of his mother, in the presence of his mother, then in the absence of his mother, and especially when she is in the nikah of his father, then most definitely she plays the role of his mother. So this now refers to his auntie because he lost his mother already. He was a young boy. Look at Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah Pak tested them from childhood, respected elders. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is among those Sahaba ikram that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua, because of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala had given him access of lot of things in this dunya. He was the last Sahabi to pass away in Basra. Allah ta'ala gave him the life of 103 years and he had 100 sons. He buried 70 sons with his own hands. Allahu Akbar. He buried 70 sons with his own hands, respected elders. What qurbani Allah put him through? 70 sons with his own hands, and when he left this dunya, he left 30 sons behind him. What qurbani, how Allah tested these people, respected elders. My son, don't relate this dream. Your brothers will interpret it. And Mufti Shafi Saab's right. How will they understand it? Although they were not Anbiya. Another point here, certain people are of the opinion that they were Anbiya. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has made rid of it. They are not Anbiya because it is very far from the shan of a Nabi to even think of harming the next person, far than to harm his own brother. To harm a next Muslim brother is very far from the shan of any person. Here, the idea, in the end, the idea was to harm their own brother. This is impossible from a Nabi, so there is no question about them being Nabis. They were not Nabi. But because they were linked to the family of Nabuwat, through the barakat of the family of Nabuwat, they had one type of understanding of the interpretation of dreams. So don't relate it to them. I can see a great future. I see a bright future for you, my son. And remember, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Don't blame your brothers. It's shaitan. Shaitan is our arch enemy. He's not going to allow your brothers to see you prosperous in life. It's going to be difficult for him to see. Respected elders, shaitan has made a azam with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. Oh Allah, I'm going to go in this world and I'm going to attack your servants, oh Allah. Oh Allah, I make a promise, I'm going to sit on the path of guidance. I'm going to make a wall, oh Allah. I'm going to attack them from the right, from the left, from the front, from the back, oh Allah. وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And I'm going to make majority of them ungrateful of all your bounties, oh Allah. وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ. Oh Allah, I will poison them. I will inject evil thoughts in their minds, oh Allah. I will tell them to go astray, oh Allah. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُمْ قَرِينَا. Whoever makes shaitan his friend, he is the worst of friends. وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُّبِينًا. Whoever makes shaitan his friend, he's the greatest of losers. Friends, he's our enemy. I was reading one kitab today. Maut ke waqt shaitan ka fareb. The deception of the devil at the time of death. Allah Akbar. The deception of the devil at the time of death. Abu Ja'far rahmatullah alayhi, a great alim, he was leaving this dunya. The pangs of death, sakarat. Shaitan comes in front of him. He tells him, I am your father. I promise you, I used to read namaz, I see nothing out of it. They kept on saying, akhirat, akhirat, there is nothing about it. Die as a Jew. This is the true religion. This is the reality. And on the other side is his mother telling him, die as a Christian. And he's addressing Shaitan. Aray Shaitan, I used to mention this very same hadith in my talks. I used to write this very same hadith in my kitabs. That at the time of death, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan will come to a man and tell him, Mut Yahudiyan, Nasraniya, die as a Jew, die as a Christian. Allahu Akbar, the man who understood the hadith, who mentioned in his talks, who wrote it in his kitab, Shaitan didn't leave him. Friend, who we are laymen, who don't know one hadith, what will happen to us at that time? What will happen? Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali, who has written Tafsir al-Kabir, one of the most authentic tafsir throughout the dunya. He's leaving this dunya, shaitan came to him. He says, don't believe in Allah, there's nothing as Allah. He broke it, he said Allah is one. As he proved Allah, shaitan broke his proof. He gave another proof, shaitan broke it. He gave 99 proof that Allah is one, shaitan went on breaking one by one. His sheikh was in another country, Najmuddin Rahmatullah Ali. Najmuddin Kubra Rahmatullah Ali. He was making wudu. Through means of inspiration, Allah Ta'ala informed him, your murid is suffering in that country at the time of death. He had a lota in his hand. He dropped that lota and said, Fakhruddin, shaitan ko keh do, baghair dalil ko Allah ko ek manta hu. Without any proof, I believe in Allah. I'm not worried of proof, I believe in Allah. He said that, and the kalima la ilaha illallah came in his tongue. Nabi Paak says, means to make dua, Allahumma tabbitna ala al-iman, oh Allah, keep us on iman. Oh Allah, keep us, say ameen friends. Take us with iman. وَحْشُرْنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ Oh Allah, resurrect us with iman. Respected friends, this is very delicate. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, at the time of death, لَقِّنُوا مَوْتَاهُمْ مَوْتَاكُمْ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Go there when a man is leaving this dunya, read La ilaha illallah, the words of the hadith. Allahu Akbar. فَإِنَّ الْحَلِيمَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ Verily the most intelligent of people and the most wise of people at the time of death, they become hysterical. In other words, in the dunya, the intelligence helped them. And through their understanding, they sorted out things. But at the time of death, that intelligence is of no avail, respected elders. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, is leaving this dunya. His son says, I got there, I tied my father's jaw. I told him, read La ilaha illallah. He's saying, La ba'uda, La ba'uda. No, no, move from here. When he gained consciousness, he asked, oh my father, you are refusing to recite the kalima. Who is an imam from the four imams? Allahu Akbar. What I'm trying to explain, how delicate this thing is, friends. How delicate this is. How many times a day do we make dua? Ya Allah, keep us with iman, take us with iman, resurrect us with iman. We go to Makkah, friends. We hold the ghilaf of the Kaaba. Ya Allah, you give my daughters good partners. Ya Allah, you give my children flourishing businesses. Ya Allah, you give them health, you give them wealth. Ya Allah, take me with iman. That we still haven't made dua. Ya Allah, take my children with iman. That dua hasn't come on our tongues. It's a very delicate thing, friends. Let us take this message home. What our children doing last before they are sleeping? Tomorrow, if Allah Ta'ala takes our ruh in that night, what is going to happen? It's a common thing of our children reading novels in the night. Child reads that novel and she puts it, or he puts it on the bed and he sleeps away. Or he's listening to the music in the night, he ups it and he goes and sleeps away. One person was passing away, he asked, bring the Quran. His brother got happy, he asked him for the Quran. When the Quran came in front, he said, I make you a witness, I don't bring iman on this Quran. I make you be a witness, I don't bring iman on this Quran. He said, bring a musalla. Musalla was brought. He said, I make you be a witness that this has got nothing to do with me. He says, I make you bear witness, I point to Allah, I got nothing to do with Allah. Such waqiyas, the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written this waqiyah in his kitab. And remember, respected elders, shaitan cannot take the form of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan can take the form, ulama ikram have written, he can come in the form of Allah also. He can take the form of Jibreel Amin also. And he took the form of Jibreel Amin. When Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali was busy and he was studying, and then he came there. One day I asked this, my Ustad Mufti Muhammad Ali Saab. He explained to us this waqiyah. So shaitan came there. And he told Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, I am Jibreel Amin, I came with wahi. Allah said, ibadat is maaf for you. My respected elders, he has taken a vow to lead us astray. Wallah. He will do all this. And then when he will come in front of Allah, and the Jannat is in Jannat, and the Jahannam is in Jahannam, and then he will gather the Jahannamis and he will address them. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. Now if he won't take the form of Allah, he will come in one form and tell insan, I am Allah. There's a difference. He won't come in the form of Allah. One cannot understand Allah. He will deceive one, he will come